I'm gonna talk about a transphobic girl in my class, and homophobic, and all that stuff. She's like a hardcore Christian. See, since I forgot the names that I was originally gonna use, I'm just gonna call her Alyssa. Cause that sounds kinda like fitting for her personality. Her actual name is... Yeah, I didn't actually tell you. So basically, there was this girl in this class. She said she had a crush on me, and I was like, be gone, thought. And then apparently she was genuine because another friend told me that. I forgot what she wanted me to call her. In the video. Podcast thing. So basically, we had this transphobic girl calling her Alyssa. And she was really into me for some reason. Like, she actually liked me for some reason. Yeah, I don't understand that. I'm unlikable. I should get to the chase. So basically, there's another, there's a transgender person on my side of my, class. No, not my class. My school. This was all digital. If it was physical, I would have slapped her on the wrist. not the transgender, but Alyssa. So, transgender, I'm calling him. I'm gonna call him Jason. So basically, Alyssa said Jason was a girl because she's transphobic and realized that Jason's trans. So, yeah. And then when that one girl told me, it was like, hey, yo, what the? Man, I'm not interested in her anymore. And, really? And then she sent a series of emails where it was like, if anyone's reading this, emergency! And it was like a tornado, like that tornado that was in Colorado. I forgot what it was called, but like, it was like, I'm gonna die! And then I was like, did you die? And she was like, yes, I did, dum-dum. And I was like, hey, yo, shut up! If you were dead, then you wouldn't be able to talk to this. It was actually like, excuses. And I'm like, excuses for what? Excuses for what, Alyssa? And then, excuses for being a dum-dum. And then I basically went off on her, kinda. And, like, later, I did go off on her again. And I was like, hey, why are you transphobic? You suck. A creator that I like on YouTube is transgender. I'm probably going to play with one of the songs if it lets me. And get better parents or something. She was like, let's stop talking. And I was like, what kind of low-level excuse is that? You gotta actually say something. And yeah, really, that's it. See ya. Or, hear ya. My voice has gotten deep in the span of a few years. Oh, and the next story we have. This one pissed me off more than it should. So basically, I'm at the playground or something. Just, like, playing or something. Yeah, I really don't know until it gets to that one point where it's like, apparently this girl was mad at me, and I was trying to say this in an anti-racist way, but she probably took it as racist, which I understand the way. I was like, you're not better than me just because you're black. I could see how you would say that that's racist, but I was trying to say that, like, you have to do something to be better. Like, not much. I have low standards. So, basically, she probably notified everyone. She was trying to, like, beat me up with her shoe or something. I don't know. Cut to a few days later. Now, everyone hates me. Like, some of the girls even call me that cross-eyed kid. Like, I understand, because I am cross-eyed. It's not that bad for me. So, don't worry. And that's, like, now everyone hates me. So, And then everyone was throwing snowballs at me once. I grabbed a rock, attempting to throw it, and everyone's like, yeah, there's like a police officer right there. But it wasn't a police officer. It was like one of those patrol people. He was like in a go-kart or something. And they're all threatening to call the cops on me for some reason. It's probably because I did something dumb. Which I always do something dumb. So if we're going to get the cops on me then you might as well call the cops on me, like, every time. Like, more often. Because I do a lot of things that are dumb. And so you see, yeah, everyone hates me now. But they weren't real threats. I went home, probably. Did something. And now, my heart raises every time I go to the playground. This isn't that deep, so if you're like, oh, I feel bad for you, don't be! That's just gonna make me pissed off even more. Anyway, next story. Oh, wait, before we move on to the next story, which is about a playground, I actually have a little bit more context on the whole situation. Like, before we were in, like, I think it was a Google Meet call. And, like, her sister was like, God is perfect, and if you're trans, you are going to hell, or something. I don't know. Like, her sister sucked, and I thought Alyssa was good and was trying to say stop it because she didn't want transphobic, but nah, she was stopping because her sister was annoying. So, yeah. Next story about a playground. Headphone warning.
Let's go!
I would tell the story of my dead dog, but I want to leave this on a bad note, so I'm going to basically tell about my third grade. So I was in a, like, why did I say third grade? I mean fourth grade. Please, I don't want to scrap this clip, because I already recorded 25 seconds of it. Yeah, basically, I was in this friend group of three people, including me. And there was this one kid that I didn't like. He'd probably call me racist for this. But he was black. Like, literally, no comment, because I ain't a fucking racist. But yeah, he was basically the bully. It was fine, because everyone gets a bully. And he bullied one of my friends in my friend group. I don't want to get all heated, so I'm going to tell you, like, so one of the dudes in the friend group, I'll call him, Josh. I'm going to call him Josh. So Josh basically peed on one of the trees in fourth grade recess. He peed on one of the trees. If you're listening to this, you're lucky I didn't tell him your name. He peed on one of the trees. And basically we started playing again. So, Josh, and then the other guy, I'm gonna call him Kevin. He acted like he was smarter than all of us, and was like, well, then I was like, dude. In my head, I was like, dude, we're like, almost the same intelligence, dude. And like, what did I call him? Kevin? What the? Bro, I forgot what I'm calling one of the dudes. I remember the name Joshua. But the other dude's name is, I hope I called him Kevin, because I'm going to refer to him as that. He was acting like he was smarter than us. And then Joshua and the other dude, because I don't know what I started calling him for some reason. I was going to call him Kevin, but it's like, did I call him Kevin? So they were like playing Subnautica, and like one time, me and the other dude, not Joshua, we were playing like a ship, and I was trying to like, I wanted to play that ship again. It was awesome, and we never got to it. But I was able to place it inside of their like a recess Subnautica thingy. And yeah, also, recess is a break for teachers, not the students. I really don't have any more fourth grade stories. I'll see you then. I am not reviewing this because I do not want to listen to my voice. And I have better things to do, like walk the dogs. Which, you know, I'm going to do that right now. So anyway, see you later, everyone.